White Change Nation, and welcome to the Voices of Social Change podcast. I'm your host, Josh, podcasting as always from the Kansas City Startup Village. This is the podcast for aspiring social entrepreneurs the world over. It's the only podcast where we seek out the best social entrepreneurs, established social entrepreneurs from all over the world, and we talk to them about the tools and the tactics that they use to succeed as social entrepreneurs. So if you haven't been tuning in lately, you won't know, so I'll let you know that we have been playing the best of Voices of Social Change over the last few weeks. And so we're going to continue doing that. So sit back and relax as you get one of our best of episodes. The reason we're doing this is because we're reformatting the podcast, have an exciting version of it coming out for you in the fall. Don't worry, it's still going to be dedicated to you, the aspiring social entrepreneur. Just going to be a lot more narrative and storytelling in nature. We're going to spend a lot more time with each social entrepreneur is basically what I'll tell you now. But I'll leave it at that because I do want to keep it under wraps until we actually launch. I want to build some excitement and some buzz around that. So for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this best of interview from the early days over here at Voices of Social Change.
Well, hey again, Change Nation, and welcome to the Social Biz Showcase, podcasting proudly from the Kansas City Startup Village. I'm your host, Josh Shookman, and today we're chatting with Clara Brenner. Clara is the founder and director of TUML, which is an insanely cool program focused on urban innovation. This is near and dear to my heart because I've spoken here before about a program I did right out of high school called City Year, an AmeriCorps program that was really focused on urban innovation as well. We were in the city of Cleveland and focused around a lot of different projects there that were aimed at really revitalizing the city and just part of a lot of really awesome projects. And I really got a heart and kind of got my fire lit for that type of work starting there in 2003, and I've continued that ever since. So really excited to chat about what Clara and them have going on with TUML. Just a quick bit about TUML. It's an urban venture accelerator with a mission to empower urban impact entrepreneurs. It's actually a term Clara and her team coined, so I love that, urban impact entrepreneurs. It empowers them to solve urban problems. They use a hands-on approach, and TUML provides entrepreneurs with the tools to help scale their impact and enhance quality of life in cities everywhere. They've supported such awesome companies as Hitch, which is a multi-ride share solution, and Kansas City's very own Neighbor.ly, or Neighborly, which is a way for neighbors to invest in the people and projects they care about. It's actually an organization I'll be chatting about here in just a few days as well on the site. So really small world, really interesting how things come together like that. But Clara, I've chatted just a little bit about you and your organization. Why don't you start us off by just saying hey and talk to us a bit about you personally and how you came to TUML. What inspired you to do this work? Got it. Well, I love several things you've mentioned there, but it especially resonated with me that this was a graduate school project, because that's very much what I'm up to here. I'm finishing grad school in social entrepreneurship, and that's a part of how these podcasts started. So I love that connection, and I think that's so important, and something I encourage my students to do. I'm a teaching assistant here, is to take projects that they do in school and think about how they can apply them outside. So I love that you're living proof of that. So great stuff. Well, that's a really, really great insight. And I think, you know, a lot of what you mentioned there is very big and something that we'll see happening a lot. And I want to unpack that as we go along. But before we do, I want to hear just a little bit more about your personal story, Clara. What inspired you to become an urban impact entrepreneur? What originally inspired you to go that route? Terrific. Yeah. And can you tell me more about the name? Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I was trying to find that out, but I couldn't track it down. So a shake up, shaking up things. that's a great mentality. So terrific. Well, yeah, just like I said, I wanted to hear just a little bit more about that story and what brought you more in this direction. So let's go ahead and talk then about some of the specifics you mentioned in terms of the structure of TUML and the organizations. Are there just, you know, maybe one or two stories that stick out in your head of specific ventures that you could just share with us quickly in terms of how they came to TUML and how you specifically worked with them and what they've done since? Yeah, that's amazing. I was hoping you'd talk about them, because that's one organization that I had heard about in several circles. Actually, I was at a podcasting conference this last weekend, and several people had spoken about it, and then I noticed you all had supported them as well. So I was really curious to hear more. So I'm glad that was the story you decided to share. And then generally speaking, you know, when these companies come and work with you at TUML, a lot of the interviews I do are with for-profit social businesses. A lot of them are also with nonprofit social organizations that might have kind of a hybrid approach or just a traditional nonprofit approach. What kind of approach do you see most of the organizations coming through TUML taking, and how do you see them kind of processing that decision, given that they have a social mission embedded in what they're up to? Got it. And speaking of the resources, a lot of my listeners and one of the themed weeks I had kind of focused on accelerators. So I understand that TUML will actually provide some seed funding in exchange for an equity arrangement. So can you talk about the specifics of that? Got it. And speaking along those lines, I seem to remember in one of the articles I read that you'd been interviewed for a paper, you had talked about the goal of TUML. It sounds like you all have some outside funding now, but the goal of TUML is to also become sustainable through those revenue arrangement. Is that right? Okay, got it. And how do you see that taking shape? What would have to happen before that would take place? Is it a number of organizations you need to link up with, or then the success of those organizations? How does that look? Got it. Okay. And so you've talked a lot about scalability of the organizations that you work with, but what about the scalability of TUML and this kind of an accelerator? How do you see that looking in the future? Right. Okay, got it. And do you find that as these organizations start to scale, as a general rule, are they able to work in the same ways in different cities, or do you find that, the different needs and structures of cities really vary from place to place, causing them to have to really rethink their organizational structure as they grow? Got it. Well, I really appreciate you sharing that. It reminds me of something when I went to school in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and worked in the nonprofit community a lot there. And there was a nickname for the Twin Cities called the Land of 10,000 Nonprofits. And that was kind of a jab in a way, because unfortunately there did tend to be some duplication of efforts, and everyone kind of wanted to have their unique flavor, which that can be a good thing. But I think it is important, especially as social entrepreneurship grows, to think in terms of scalability, and especially around urban problems, because I think you're right. And that was one of the most inspiring things to me about what you all are up to, is that idea of developing a solution in one place and then growing that solution throughout the country. So I really love that element of it. And I think that's a breath of fresh air in this space. Definitely. So let's talk, kind of put the spotlight back on you and Tummel itself here just for a little bit, Clara. So we know that, you know, every entrepreneurial venture, starting a startup, especially one that supports startup, is quite a journey. So I wonder if you can talk. Now, how long have you all been in operation? Okay, got it. So across that 2 years, what is the one success story that really sticks out in your mind in terms of developing and creating Tummel itself? Okay, so we talked about a success. What about a setback along the way? Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing so openly about that. And I really want to highlight this as well, because we haven't landed on this as much, the mentorship component of what you all are up to, which I think is so key. I share that with my audience, and everyone I interview really mentions that in one way, shape, or form, you know, the power of mentors and having a network. And like you said, a network of people who have kind of been there, done that to some extent, is so hugely important, not only for practical advice, but just, I think, in a lot of cases, emotional support along the way too, because it can get pretty tough addressing a lot of the issues we're working to address. So, yeah, I think that's really important. And not to mention, in San Francisco, you have access to what I think would be one of the most incredible networks of mentors. I mean, we talked about earlier, you know, wanted to visit San Francisco. A lot of times it's just because as I look at different organizations to interview, it seems like everything's out there. So I can only imagine what the connections would be like being right there on the ground with all of those people. So. And how are you tending to find those mentors? Got it. Well, and one thing I want to highlight here, because this has personally been very true for me as well, is, you know, any time that I've reached out for help, for the most part, in the social entrepreneurship space, I find that as a general rule, we're all very supportive. And we've all been involved in projects at one stage or another. And so people, you know, for my project at Social Change Nation, and it sounds like for Tumble as well, have really come out of the woodwork in support and helping me along the way, helping me with questions. And so I just say that to highlight to anyone listening, don't be afraid to ask, especially in this community of social entrepreneurs. We've, like I said, we've kind of been in the trenches. We get it, and we're, I think, an overall a very helpful bunch. So don't be afraid to ask those questions and to try and link up with people who you really know can help. And I think you'll find them very receptive as a general rule. No, that's a great point, and thanks for sharing that. And personally, I'm part of a startup community here in Kansas City, and out of the 30 startups, most of them are tech companies, but the amount of insight I've gotten in terms of structuring what I'm up to has been huge. Wouldn't have worked without it, so you're exactly right, and thanks for pointing that out, because that is really important too. So, great. Well, Clara, those are the main questions that I had in terms of Tumble as an organization and a few of the organizations that you've worked with. I want to close out, as I always do, with just a few quick one-off questions that give you the chance to share a little more in terms of resources and your own kind of personal thoughts with my audience. So you ready here? Okay, sounds good. So what's one book that we have to read? Terrific. Age of Gold. Sounds good. What's a favorite tool you're using right now to grow Tumble? Got it. Great, great stuff. No, I think that's a great point too. You know, a lot of the things that the systems that we put in place that really allow us to spark the change we want to spark are kind of unsexy, but it just allows us to really organize those things, and it's really important to consider that too. So, great stuff. What's a fun thing you turn to when urban innovation gets you down? Got it. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Last one. The first thing we can all do right now to start changing the world. Perfect. Terrific stuff. Well, Clara, before I close out, I just want to go ahead and give you the last word and share with my listeners the best way to get connected with Tummel and your work and any other last thoughts you'd like to share with them. Sounds good. And Change Nation, I can second that. I just read about Tummel in a magazine article and kind of cold reached out to him, and Clara was right there right away to chat. So great. Well, Clara, we just want to thank you today for your generosity with your time and your insight and sharing both your story and the story of Tummel. I think this, you are really starting a huge trend here that I think is a really great trend of support for really innovative solutions to problems we've had for quite a while. So really appreciate what you're up to. We all thank you for hopping on the call today. And Change Nation, I will catch you on the flip side.